please join me in welcoming Jeff Colvin and Sally Crotcher.
I want to ask you a little about your own career, starting with the fact that Wall Street is not just a mainly male environment. It is an aggressively male, an aggressively macho environment. Is it an advantage or a disadvantage to be a woman in that world?
There's something about having gone to an all-girls school in Charleston, South Carolina that was tougher than Wall Street.
Yeah.
You don't know what it was like. I had the glasses, the glasses, braces, corrective shoes, right? Half Jewish, half sort of a waspy. I couldn't have been a further outcast. I have all the stories, and it was not pretty. It was
girls are tougher than boys, right? Yeah, I've heard this.
Girls are tough. There was nothing they could do to me at Solomon Brothers in the 80s that was as tough as what happened Ashley Hall in seventh grade.
You have said that everybody makes one false step coming out of B school.
Sure.
What was it in your case?
My false step coming out of business school was I actually couldn't find a job coming out of business school. My mistake was, as a young investment banker, I became very happily and joyfully pregnant. But rather than doing what I would advise any young lady to do, which is, okay, now work out the hours, work out, you know, maybe you could go not work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and try to figure out, can you go to another department if it's not working? I quit. Full out quit. Right? No plans. And it took me about 2 weeks to realize that I didn't mean to quit. I further compounded my error by trying to interview to go back to work on Wall Street while very pregnant.
Tough.
Didn't work. It
didn't.
Yeah. I've been rejected by every firm on Wall Street. The great news about it is that I spent the time sort of stewing, right? And it was during that year that I had off that it hit me, I want to be a research analyst. I'm not sure if I hadn't taken the time and thought about what I liked and didn't like, I would have found the right path. And the other lesson is, you can try to kill a career, but if you are persistent to get back in, there may not be anything as career suicide.
Now, you were a research analyst. That is largely a solitary job. You went from that to becoming the CEO of Sanford C. Bernstein. Suddenly you were leading 400 people. What was the most important element in making that change successfully?
To be an analyst, to be a successful analyst, to your point, solitary, fine. But you actually have to, have a healthy ego, right? You have to want to embrace the spotlight, say it's okay for people to look at me, it's okay for me to be out there and make mistakes. The job of running the business was very different. It had to then be completely turned to other people. And I think a lot of folks stumble on the transition because they move from, it's all about me, to, no, it's all about you. And now what I'll be very excited about is that Jeff is successful, not that Sally is successful.
You seem to have a particularly easy or a particular ability to be blunt, to be frank. Do you have any insight into why it's easy for you or why it's hard for so many other people?
Well, you know, what's the worst thing that's going to happen, right? If you don't tell the truth and you don't act ethically and you don't deliver the bad news, there's a lot of downside there, right? And careers are ruined and reputations are ruined. The worst thing that can happen is if I tell you something you don't want to hear is you don't like me, right? Or I get, maybe, you know, my job, maybe I'll get fired. That's not so bad.